Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Red, White, and Blues. I'm your host, Mr. Johnny Cox. Thank you for tuning in to today's program. And this is a program where we talk about the genre of music known as the blues. We talk about it, the history, instruments, songs, artists, and whatever we feel like talking about. And thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. I think today we have a really good show for you today. Today I'm going to do a format I did once before. I'm covering one album in particular. And this is Eric Clapton's album called From the Cradle. It was released in 1994 and is a 100% all blues song. This is really what this program is all about. And Eric Clapton is a fine guitarist, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and his history goes way back, all the way back from the Yardbirds to John Mayall and the Blues Brothers, and then up to his solo career and more, you know, Cream. And let's get right into it. Eric Clapton, one of my favorite guitarists, one of the best blues guitarists around today, or really one of the best blues guitar players ever. And let's get right into it. Blues Before Sunrise. Blues Before Sunrise, Mr. Eric Clapton. That is from the From the Cradle album, 1994. I like the fact that he wanted to make a blues album. He just picked his favorite songs from his favorite blues artist, and that right there was Blues Before Sunrise from the great Mr. Elmore James, probably the most recognizable slide player from Black back in the day. All the new slide players, you know, they all say they're inspired by Mr. Elmore James. All the way back, you know, Dwayne Allman, greatest slide players he was. he liked Elmore James. And I like the fact that Mr. Clapton here is paying homage to the blues legends, the blues heroes from back in the day. And it's a really good album. I guess, you should really, really listen to it. Here's another track off the album right here. This is Reconsider Baby. Reconsider Baby. That was Eric Clapton's version of the song from the great Mr. Lowell Fulson. You know, all the people I talked about on this blues show, I talk about so many of the legends, and I can't believe I'd ever really before brought up the name Lowell Fulson. Kind of lost in history, but what a wonderful blues artist. If you ever watched the movie Ray, you know, starring Jamie Foxx, you see on there, he went on tour with Mr. Lowell Fulson, and he inspired so many people. Very good guitarist, very good songwriter, pretty good vocalist too. And I still like the fact that Eric's just paying homage to these old great blues musicians. And let's get right into it here. This is back to old, what's that, Chess Records, Willie Dixon, and Muddy Waters. Hoochie Coochie.
Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, got a boy child's coming, gonna be a son of a gun, gonna make pretty women's jump and shout, and then the world wanna know what this all about. but you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. Playing on the hoochie-coochie, man. Everybody knows I'm here. Got the black cat bone. Got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. Gonna mess with you. Gonna make you girls leave me by my hand. And then the world will know the hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. On the seventh album, on the seventh day, on the seventh month, the seven doctors say he was born for good luck. That you'll see. I got $700. Don't you mess with me, 'cause you know I'm here.
There's Hoochie Coochie Man, Mr. Eric Clapton. That was written by the great Mr. Willie Dixon. That'd be Chess Records in Chicago, Leonard Chess, you know, Muddy Waters and all the guys were up there, and their songs were all kind of starting to sound the same. He brought in Willie Dixon, and he changed everything. He changed the whole sound of it, changed the Muddy Waters sound and everything. And I like the fact that Eric Clapton's playing all these good old blues songs. I like to play a lot of these older blues songs, but some of the recordings are just really archaic, I would say. They don't really sound good on modern radio. Maybe we can get some and try to clean them up a little bit. But what's really neat about this album is, you know, Eric Clapton, one of these old songs, but he did it in a modern studio with modern recording. But he only got so modern because actually the album was recorded live in the studio. And no editing, no overdubbing. Just live in the studio. That's pretty ambitious, if you ask me. And it would take somebody like Eric Clapton to actually pull that off. And the album was nominated for Album of the Year, I think, in 1994. And they actually won a Grammy that year for Best Traditional Blues Album. And you think about Eric Clapton. You know, he started with the Yardbirds. And then he went, I think he went to Cream. No, I think after, I can't remember, was it before or after Cream? He played with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. And that's an education in itself. You know, the list of guitarists and musicians that played with John Mayall is endless. And there was Cream. Then there was Derek and the Dominoes. And then, you know, Delaney, Bonnie and Friends. And then finally he just said, you know, I'm having a hard time staying in these bands. I don't like what's going on. I'm just going to go solo. And then when he got solo, he could do pretty much what he wanted to. He could play some rock. He could play some jazz. He could play some blues. And he said, you know what? I think I'm going to go just record me a good 100% blues album of nothing but my favorite songs. And there it is right there. And it's a wonderful album. It's no wonder it won the Grammy it did. But hey, don't go away. We got more to come. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,